Senator Nelson knew there was growing public concern about the country's polluted air, rivers, and land. He had been searching for a way to make the environment a subject of national interest to the country's politicians and leaders. He had observed that students at colleges across the country had been organizing teach-in demonstrations to protest the war in Vietnam. He realized that this teach-in method would be a useful way for the public to express concern about the environment to federal and state officials.
In September of 1969, Senator Nelson announced his aim to create a national version of an environmental teach-in. The idea immediately received wide popular support from students, teachers, religious centers, and other community groups. It was so popular that his Senate office alone could not deal with the many responses. So Senator Nelson created an independent nonprofit group called Environmental Teach-In, Inc., to help organize what would become an environmental revolution.
Gaylord Nelson hired a student and activist named Dennis Hayes to lead this special campaign. The aim was to get people young and old across the United States to act locally in solving environmental problems in their areas. Senator Nelson did not want the campaign to be about the changes and actions he wanted for the environment. The movement was to be driven by the American public on a grassroots or local level. It was to be an event not just supported by students. Women, labor unions, religious groups, political groups, scientists, and environmental organizations would also support the event.
The planning for a national protest on the environment soon began to receive national media attention. The environmental teach-in group began to educate people about how to take action locally and spread the news of the event. The group stated that the National Day for the Environment would be more than a day of fruitless talking, and they created a new name for their national teach-in event, Earth Day.
The hard work of this grassroots effort resulted in the first Earth Day on April 22, 1970,